This new lectures episode features Head of Digital Ventures at BBC Worldwide, Jenny Fielding, recorded live at the global event in Cardigan, West Wales in 2013.
So how did I hear about Do? Let's start with that. I live in San Francisco, and a really good friend of mine was going up to do lectures up in Northern California, and wound up staying in my flat in San Francisco, and I wasn't really paying attention to really what it was or what she was doing. Kind of busy, have a lot of people that come on through San Fran and crash with me. And right before she was leaving, she was like, "Oh, and by the way, I need a towel." And I was like, "All right." The thing you need to know about me is that I'm extreme minimalist, so I have two towels. They're really nice, and they're white, and they're fluffy, and I only have two. So she takes one of my towels. That's fine. A few days later, she comes back, and she's so excited, and she's telling me all about, you know, about Do and her, you know, experience up in Northern California. And I just keep on looking at the towel that is now hanging and is kind of gray and has burrs and weird kind of stuff going on in it. And I'm just going, wait, what's going on here? And she's so excited and, you know, tells me how much she, you know, and I'm like, what about the towel? So I didn't realize, you know, staying in teepees, all these kinds of things. So anyway, she promised to get me a new towel and she hasn't. And so if anyone wants to get me a gift, you know what to get me, the two towels. And she keeps on saying, yeah, just go get yourself a towel. You know, she's very excited. Anyway, so I did hear a lot about Do, and it did inspire me, and then I was introduced to David. He told me a little bit about this, which was focused on kind of startups, starting businesses, and it seemed like a good fit with some of the stuff that I've done, so thrilled to be here. And when they first told me about it, they said, you know, we're going to kind of talk about the different parts of starting a business, and we're going to have different people kind of focusing on those different parts. And so maybe like a month or two ago, I got an email, I think, from Naomi saying, so what is it that you want to talk about? So immediately I write her back and I was like, oh, the most interesting thing is scaling a business, you know, getting from that kind of that point where you have something into the kind of commercialization and, you know, how you take the business from kind of A to B. So I send out that email and, you know, don't think about it. And two, three hours later, I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden I'm thinking, wait, did I just tell her that I want to talk about scaling a business? That is very bizarre because I had a startup, which I'll tell you about, called Switch Mobile. It's a tech startup. And I think we did a lot of things right. We raised money. We had good product market fit. You know, we had a good tech team. But the one thing that we didn't do and never figured out how to do was how to scale. So here I am talking to all of you about how to scale business for a business that I ultimately never scaled and wound up selling what a lot of people say prematurely. So interesting. But on that journey, I learned a lot. And after we sold the company, I wound up kind of angel investing, going into venture capital. So my day job is I look at a lot of companies, evaluate them, look at technologies, and really evaluate how companies scale. So so there you have it. So that's a little bit about me. I started as very corporate, lawyer, banker, kind of all those things, typical New York kid. And somehow always fancied myself an entrepreneur, which was funny because I'd never done anything entrepreneurial in my life, but kind of walked around thinking I was an entrepreneur. So there I was working, you know, in my suit, working at JP Morgan and calling myself an entrepreneur. And came up with an idea that was around voice over IP and mobile, and it was a long time ago, 2005. So it was somewhat unique, and met up with some partners, people. They were Scandinavian. They were very advanced in mobile tech in mobile at the time, and we kind of cooked together this business idea. And I ultimately left my nice cushy job and started this company called Switch Mobile. Hadn't done anything entrepreneurial, had some good role models, being my parents who had always worked for themselves, so that was kind of what I saw growing up, people that had, you know, worked really hard but had a lot of freedom and a lot of decisions around, you know, what their work-life balance, but I had been, you know, super corporate, so it was very scary and kind of a new thing for me. And I'll kind of get into that through the presentation. All of that kind of culminated in what I do now, which is something called digital ventures, which is a totally made-up term. Who knows what it means? But I work for BBC Worldwide, the commercial arm of the BBC, and I look at interesting digital technologies globally, so wherever they are, and I try to bring some of that tech, some of that early stage inspiration, partnerships, and we do investments back to BBC Worldwide. So whether that's our HQ in London or New York or Hong Kong, wherever that is. So my role is pretty global. I live in San Francisco mostly. I'm from New York, and I spend a lot of time in London. So I get to hit lots of great, wonderful places. Feel very lucky. So with all of that, I can tell you a little bit about what I see out there and companies that kind of pitch me, what I think works and doesn't work. All right, so what's the meaning of scale? You know, how you scale will take different forms depending on what kind of business you have, if it's tech, if it's a physical product. But I think the basic premises hold true. So, you know, a very kind of blah definition, quicker revenue growth than operating expenditure, you know, got to be making more than you're spending, right? General business growth, so that can involve, you know, partnerships, building a team, really hard thing to do, various product lines, etc. And then the ability of the business to sustain growth. So that's kind of the key. So components of growth. You know, every company has lots of different areas that they can grow. So anyone want to kind of tell me a few of those areas of growth within a company? So there's revenue, but there's also people, and there's anyone?
Product lines.
Good? Excellent. So, you know, you grow your users, your user reach, your user base, whatever that is. You know, revenue, that's a good one. Cash flow. Product and tech that evolves. The people, we heard from someone talking about, you know, how important people is. Processes and infrastructure, those are really tricky. And then really kind of, you know, your vision and what you aspire to and what inspires you and the corporate culture, or whatever that culture is that you put together. So I would say at Switch Mobile, my company, we did some of these things. We did some of them better than others. And some of them we did too fast and some of them we did too slow. And so kind of my learnings from that experience is that what's hard about scaling is really getting the timing right. And so it really comes down to you know, companies doing a lot of things right, but just not doing it at the right time. And so that's kind of the critical thing as you kind of grow your business, is when to do these things. So there is an organization in San Francisco called the Startup Genome, and they do a lot of analysis on startups, mostly tech. But they looked at 3,200 tech startups, and they concluded that of the startups that didn't work, the startups that failed, 70% of them failed because of premature scaling. So they were building out their business before they had, you know, some of these things in place. And so, again, I think that really speaks to, you know, timing. They it's not that they didn't have a good idea, or they not that they didn't have a good team, or all these things, but the mix and the timing wasn't right. So I think that's, you know, really critical as you guys are kind of thinking about you know, businesses and kind of how to grow them. All right, so timing. Again, my thesis is really that most startups fail because despite doing all the right things, they're doing them in the wrong order. And so, you know, kind of what are some of those things? So investing in resources, but out of order, spending beyond what's necessary, right? So you see all the time, especially in Silicon Valley, you know, people raise, you know, huge amounts of money and they build out these trick offices. And, you know, I always think it's a bad sign when you go into a startup and there's, you know, a kitchen is stocked with all this great stuff and there's the pool table and everyone's got their dog and whatnot. And I mean, those things are amazing for corporate culture, don't get me wrong. But, you know, when you're a scrappy startup, you know, you really need to kind of keep to your roots and conserve cash, I would say. And then this is like, this is the big one. Spending before there's a clearly demonstrated product market fit. And I mean, we just see this all the time. People are growing their businesses, but they haven't really done the research to make sure that, you know, either their business is going to scale into a new geography, a new kind of adjacent product that they're doing. And so they're building the company, they're building all this great infrastructure, but the reality is that people potentially don't even need the product. So again, miscalculation on timing, cash flow, and then what all of that does is that kind of compresses your ability to iterate and to pivot. And so obviously those are kind of trendy terms, but so necessary. So so at Switch Mobile, the company that I started, our original idea definitely took some twists and turns, and we had to be agile and kind of go with that. And so you need to have the cash to give yourself that leverage. And again, that kind of speaks to agility. So the one thing I always tell companies that I look at and that I work with is that it takes at least 2 to 3 times as long as you think it does to do any of these things. And so whenever people say like, yeah, we're launching in 3 months, I'm like, oh, okay, so you'll be launching in 9 months. And they all kind of look at me and they're like, no, we're launching in 3 months. I'm like, okay, yeah. So it really is the kind of the ultimate entrepreneurial dilemma, right? Because as an entrepreneur, you're so passionate about what you're doing and you're so focused on your business model and what you believe in. But at the end of the day, you have to kind of take those blinders off at some point and look at the reality of the market. And I think that's really hard. It's hard to get that right balance. So. Product. Okay, so building and investing in a product without a validated problem and solution. So kind of I mentioned that, and in Silicon Valley we have a big problem of people really kind of drinking their own Kool-Aid, which is they believe in it so passionately, but they haven't really found that product market fit. And so you have so many companies out there right now full with cash because everyone's investing, but at the same time they haven't found a passionate group of people to adopt that. So that's a big problem. And so that kind of leads into the efficiently executing the irrelevant. So it doesn't matter how efficient you are, how great you are at making these things happen. If you're building something for a small market or a non-existent market, that's kind of irrelevant. So probably 5 times a week someone pitches me like an interesting app, and those are kind of nice to haves, but I don't know if they're so critical, and we just see kind of an overload of that right now. So then, with product, how do you scale product, and how do you figure out, if you've gotten some traction on your product, how do you get it to the next level? So, do you stay focused or you broaden your horizons? And what I usually tell people, and what we tried to do at Switch, was kind of this crawl, walk, run. And really what that's about is, so many companies, for example, they'll call me, they'll say they're a UK company, and they're doing really well in the UK, and then they call and they say, yeah, Jenny, we're coming to San Francisco, we're setting up an office, we've hired these 4 people, and we've got these great offices down in SoMa and all these kinds of things. And I'm just like, okay, wait a minute. Do you know what it really takes to run a company in America? Do you have you done all of the research? And so you just see so many companies like that. I feel like they run before they can kind of crawl and walk. And so sometimes that's about a geographic expansion, and sometimes that's really just about, taking on a bigger product, an adjacent product, something that's bigger. And so I think you need to kind of take these baby steps before you can really kind of get that traction. And at Switch Mobile, We really struggled with that because we were based in the U.S. and our market actually was in Europe. And so it was, with kind of cultural differences, it was really hard to know, how big we should go, where we should open offices. And so it's very confusing as entrepreneurs. But what I did learn is that, just taking baby steps, making sure that you're surrounding yourselves with kind of the right people that can advise you on that is a really good way to go. The team, yeah. So, my big advice on team is just hire people that are doers, not not people with, you know, that are nice to have. So like CFOs and VPs and all of that, those are great. But you know, in your early stages, even as you're trying to get into that scale, you need people that can wear lots of hats and do lots of things. And so many companies fail because they hire too many people too early, and that just burns so much cash. And it's really, really hard to kind of scale that back once you've kind of gone there. So, you know, another thing that we see all the time is hiring specialists before they're critical. So at my company, we actually could never really figure out how to scale. And so we just brought in so many consultants and we outsourced all these things. We could never figure out how to bring in the right team. Never felt like we could trust the right people. And it kind of worked out to be a mess. So we were three partners, but we never actually built that team. And so we had lots of specialists giving us lots of specialist advice, but it kind of was the wrong time. So the third one, hiring people with experiences versus sticking with founding team, is also something that we struggled with. And a lot of companies that are kind of scaling their business from that early founding startup team to kind of the next level struggle with. And that is sometimes the founding team isn't right. So in our company, there were three partners, and we kind of switched roles from where we originally started, and that was a very painful, very gut-wrenching experience that almost broke up the company. But you know, that said, sometimes people are not in the right roles, and the only way that you really find that out is working with them and working through it a bit. So so that's something you need to kind of manage, but embrace. And so embracing change within a company as you're scaling is really important. And you see as companies start hitting the 100 people mark, 70 people mark, it just changes. And often people need different roles. All right, running out of time. Okay, this is like not always so fun to talk about, but the financials, you know, raising too much money and dilution is a big problem. I often hear in Silicon Valley, people say, oh yeah, we're raising money, but it's just convertible debt, which is very common where we are, which is debt versus equity, and we don't have to get into that. But the point is, like, raising money is raising money. I mean, that dilutes you. So it sounds like it's this great thing, having all this cash, but at the end of the day, your slice of the pie is smaller, whether it's a convertible note or whether it's equity, or you know, whether it's whatever it is. And so you know, that you get kind of caught on this treadmill as you're scaling, because it takes more money to grow the business, and you need to kind of manage that. So spending cash without increasing margins and profits is something that we see all the time. So if you're going to grow the business, you also have to be kind of focusing in on how you're going to grow that, you know, the bottom line, the profit, and not just increase what you're already doing. That's actually not scaling a business. That's just kind of growing the business. All right. Process. So this is a big one that we struggled with, and that's executing without regular feedback. You get really, you know, kind of caught in your own bubble, and I think my biggest piece of advice is surround yourselves with people that are objective and have your best interest at heart. So I know that sounds like kind of obvious, but you know, I was talking to someone last week, and they said, "Yeah, we're moving the business to California because my wife wants to move to California." And I thought, "Yeah, but you know, maybe the business, which is, you know, based in the Netherlands right now, is not ready to move to California." So you really need to get people that that can kind of think clearly to give you some advice on that. Not adapting business to a changing market. I mean, you have to be agile, especially if you're doing something in tech, and you know, stuff is just changing in real time. So you know, having that. And then, you know, diversion is the kind of the dangling carrot one, which is, you know, you're doing something and you're so focused on it, and then there's like, you know, some big company comes and offers you something, and it's kind of like lingering there, but you really have to, you know, do something a little bit different, you know, pivot a bit to kind of do that or direct your resources, and that is always a disaster. You know, as soon as you start kind of deviating from the plan, in a not thoughtful way, just in a, well, that'll give us some cash way, it's over. And yeah. So what else? Oh, well, this had some words on it before. But anyway, think big, stay humble. I mean, my biggest insight is, you know, be ambitious without being greedy or hasty. And, you know, as I said, like, think really big, but always act like you're a small company. Always act like today is like your last day. And I think that's, you know, when you're going from a small company, 5-10 people, to kind of the next level, still thinking of yourself as that 5-10 people is a great way to go. So anyway, thank you.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out.